This is Cape Talk.
As we say good morning to Soku Sibiya, the editor at Africa.com. Good morning, Soku. How are you?
Good morning, Abunile, and to your listeners.
I was worried this morning we were having troubles getting a hold of you. I'm like, I need my good news. She can't do this to me. She can't do this. So apparently Somalis are bootstrapping their way out of a crisis. What is this crisis?
I think for many of us, the history of Somalia, you know, when we think Somalia, we think war. For the past 3 decades, the country has only known war in terms of militant attacks, you know, since the 1991, when the U.S. left Somalia. It's just been chaos. But what you're finding is that for many people who move to other countries, especially the U.S., the children of those refugees or those immigrants have now have this deep sense of fixing their country. So they're no longer waiting for their parents or the government to help out. They are now mobilizing each other to come back and give back to their country. They've been exposed or grew up in economies that were working, and they want to apply what they've learned or what they've seen in their own context back home. So even though there is a new government in Somalia that is trying in terms of putting up state institutions, you know, the crisis is still there. The militant attacks are still happening. There are bombs going off every single week in Somalia. But you are finding now that the young people are becoming volunteers into the emergency services, for example. So they know they've got enough ambulances, and they have put together the resources, which is cash and skills, to become emergency responders. So they are always the first at the scene. They are doing this regarding education. They've become volunteers in the schools around the capital, and now actually want to grow their network so they can move into the rural parts of Somalia. So if you think of building the infrastructure, they are using those skills to become construction workers, to build, to rebuild their country, to promote their country, not positively, but I think hopefully. I think that's the word that they want to use, that there's hope. You know, there are people who are there who are trying to do something better about Somalia and not always be waiting for a handout. And I think it's a great story in terms of what the young population that Africa has the potential to do, that we are not here to speak positivity, but we are so hopeful because we are also here to become part of the change.
Oh, wonderful. And we do think of Somalia like that, unfortunately. Or personally, mm-hmm. I do think of Somalia mm-hmm. like that. In any case, Soku Sibiya, the one and only editor at Africa.com. Thank you so very much for the wonderful stories.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much too. Soku Sibiya, if you want to get more of their stories, you can go to www.africa.com.